Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big C?
What's good with you, Big C?
Nothing, what's up with you?
Oh, man, you know, man. Just trying to keep my pockets from touching, Big Dog, that's all.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
I think I found a remedy. Well, I didn't find it. I finally accepted it. Do you deal with acid reflux?
Sometimes, man, but really it's only if you know, I have some, like, I just went too hard on certain types of food, and usually that's only if, you know, if it was too late and eating, you know, certain types of food, yeah, it could wake me up when I'm in trouble. So, yeah, I deal with it a little bit.
Yeah, I've been told apple cider vinegar works, like a tablespoon, and you know, I woke up this morning with real bad acid reflux where it's in the throat and it's either, you know, suffer or vomit and get it out the way. And I messed around and just took the bottle to the mouth. I didn't have time to look for a spoon. It worked.
Whoa.
2 minutes. Man, I wasn't trying to deal with all that.
No, I'm just saying, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you do it. You just tip that bottle back.
Yeah, man,
take a shot.
That's pretty much what it was. It clicks me, and it's awful too. But follow it with some water, and it works. I think that might. I don't know what I would do. What's that?
I was just saying baking soda. But go ahead, finish what you're saying.
No, baking soda hasn't worked for me. I tried that a few times. That actually just induce the vomiting. I just end up having to do it anyway.
Oh, no.
But this apple cider vinegar. What?
No, I said, I don't even know that it works. That's just what people say.
You know,
the baking soda.
Well, no, I think it's one of the things, like, there's a lot of times where it just is your body wanting to deal with it or how much acid you have. Like, baking soda works if you take it real early, like right when you feel it. But if you already sleep, you know, by the time you feel it, it's too late. And I just noticed that if I think this apple cider vinegar, and I mean, I got Pepsi AC all around my house, and I take it with me, but I think I might start carrying a bottle of apple cider vinegar now.
I mean, if that's what it takes, man. That's what you gotta do.
Man, look, I might read my
book. It's just a shot, you know.
Yeah, you know, and I might lose my damn mind if you allow me to eat what I want. Like, if this works, and I can just go back to eating barbecue or hot wings and stuff, I lose my mind.
Hey, see, but you just decide to think that you could go back to doing something like that and then load up on it and then be hurting and the apple cider vinegar don't work.
Yeah, it's probably one of the things you can't just go using it every night.
Nah, but it's worth it if it'll get you out of a, like, say, if there's a big event coming up and you know it's going to be some crazy food going on there that you want to eat. And, you know, just on an occasion thing, I don't know, maybe like, you know, the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, something of that nature, something like that type of event where you know it's probably going to be some hot wings and pizza and all types of different stuff that's going to get your reflux set up, save it for then. Then it might be worth it.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, so I heard that they're going to start inside access for Mayweather in like 2 weeks, I believe. 2 weeks. On the 18th. So I don't know if this is going to be like two episodes, because it looked like that's all they would have time for.
It starts then?
Yes.
You know, that would be like what?
Two episodes.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. You said it starts in two. No, that makes sense. So you got your
April 18th.
In the week, and then the week of, right?
Maybe three, but
on
right now
you do, one on the 18th. Yeah, that's gonna be actually tight. So they might get three. You're right. It might be two or three.
Well, how do you feel about it? Because they kind of, I think, I don't know if it sounds different or if it just got weak. But when it was on HBO, when it was 24, whatever they called it, I liked it. But then it just started to die out for me. I mean, do you still like those?
Say it again.
Do you still like the Inside Access? You still like the Inside Access?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, it's hard not to like. It's hard not. I mean, that's almost like watching Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, man. I mean, it's hard to not, you know, get attracted to and want to see how these guys are living in their day to days. I mean, it's I tell you what, too. They could do even more Boxers All Access, and it would be way more interesting than this crap they got on TV that they call. You know, these shows, these whatever you want to call it, reality TV. They should do more All Access athletes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think they did similar stuff to it, like when T.O. and Chad Ochocinco had their show.
All Access though, where it follows them in day to day, not so much of the stage. Acted stuff, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that there's not a little bit of that going on in All Access, but I do feel like it gives a little bit better portrayal of what's going on, building up to an event.
Well,
you know, I feel like it'd be real popular if they did that, like with the UFC fighters too, or even in some of the other sports. I just think it would be, you know, people would be into it,
right? Who are you more intrigued to watch, Pacquiao or Mayweather?
Oh, Mayweather by far. Even though I've already seen how he gets down and how he lives, I've watched most of his. Always Mayweather, because he's the show. What he's doing is what matters. That's just the way it is. Maybe Pacquiao has something exciting going on. You know, maybe, but Mayweather's definitely the attraction there.
Now, we haven't really made our predictions, I don't think. And, of course, we'll do it again here the week of the fight. But what do you, so far, if you've seen anything, I catch glimpses. Is there anything you've seen so far besides their fake press conference?
Besides their what conference?
Besides their little fake press conference they did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen anything other than that. I'm trying to think. Last thing I seen that was on, like, any of the entertainment sites or whatever, what was it saying about Mayweather? It was Mayweather. It was some typical Mayweather balling out something. What did he do? Or what did he buy? He bought something. Or something like that, man. Oh, no, they were talking about the purse. They were talking about the money, like what Mayweather's going to make on the fight. And then it was like he might make like 180 mil. So, yeah, that was pretty wild. I think that was the last thing that I seen about the fight. And I know there's been some people coming on ESPN talking about what their predictions are, different celebs and different athletes and former athletes, but I mean, they don't know no better than we do, you know,
Pretty much. And just to correct myself, it's going to be a four-part series, so it's going to be, you know, a couple weeks before the fight, the day before the fight, and then a week after the fight.
Right.
You know, they always
it's
do.
It's always four parts. I don't want to, that's why I wasn't going to go too heavy into it. But, yeah, it's always been four, so I don't know why they would do it any shorter.
I thought HBO used to do it four episodes before the fight. It seemed like All Access does it up until the fight, like the prep, and then after. I don't remember HBO doing that unless I just forgot.
I mean, yeah, that's as far as I can tell, man. That's always been, you know what I mean, what it is. So,
yeah,
that's cool.
So what do you see so far? This is a month before the fight. What do you think? What do they do? Is it Mayweather or Pac by decision, or Mayweather or Pac by KO, TKO?
Man, why you put me on the spot? Now, you know.
Well, here, I'll go first because I know
put
you
that
like
out
to
there
do
like that.
I know.
Like that, without charging people for the info, because you know people be all
right.
trying to get calling their bookie and making money off me. So, I got to at least get my 10%. You know, so.
So well,
I'll give you a little bit of a tester. It's not going to end in a decision.
Okay. Now I'll give you. I have a couple scenarios. I honestly believe that Mayweather would do what he normally do, take the first three or four rounds to figure you out, and then I don't never say he runs. I say he coasts in the last round if he's up. You know, if he feels he's up six rounds to three, he'll coast a little more. But I've seen him exchange both in the middle and against the ropes, so I won't call him a runner. But I think this will be – I've seen a lot of Mayweather fight. I honestly do think this will be Mayweather's biggest test, even over Zab and maybe Carlos Baldemir. And I think I don't think Mayweather's going to be able to, you know, coast a little more. He may figure out Pacquiao's timing, but he's still going to have to worry about Pacquiao pressing the whole fight. And I think Pacquiao will get enough good hits in to make the fight close, kind of like when De La Hoya and Mayweather fought, where it was a split decision.
Right.
And now here's my one big worry. With the Mosley fight, Mosley caught him twice, two good ones. And we know Pacquiao is strong.
I thought it was just the one.
Yeah.
Did he get him twice? Okay.
He got him twice. Okay. But the one that I called you that day was when he buckled and he grabbed his arm like he was a little nephew grabbing his uncle. Like, that one.
That was a first. That was a first.
Yeah.
I laughed, to be honest with you. We ain't seen it since, and I don't remember seeing it before. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, that was a serious hit. And I do, as much as people say Pacquiao slowed down, Pacquiao don't have the same power, he ain't knocking people out, Pacquiao's training a lot harder, just like Mayweather is. It would be foolish to say they're continuing their normal training. They know this is both a big fight for both their legacies.
Let me ask you this, though. Now, I'm not asking you, and keep it in context, I'm not asking you who's the better boxer, but what I am asking you is, when it comes to power, and power that you've seen, would you agree that Sugar Shane's got more power than Pacquiao?
Because if
you don't agree with that, then that changes it. Because I could be wrong, but in my mind, that's what I've been thinking. Not just because of those couple punches, but just in general, I've seen Pac knock down some guys who were a little smaller, this and that, not trying to discredit his knockouts or knockdowns, but I can't say that I've seen him even, I mean, I don't know, I just feel like strength-wise, power punch-wise, maybe Mosley would have the advantage there, and if that's the case, then you know, maybe it's likely we won't see something like that, you know,
Well, I'll say this. I've seen Mayweather's training video. He picked up his speed again. I'm sure he got the same power.
Well, you see that?
But
Because
you don't have you don't do social media. That's why you don't see it.
Oh, man. They told me I couldn't be on there.
Well, you probably shouldn't if they told you that.
Well,
you are an Urban Meyer fan.
So what do you want me to do? They said I can't be on there. So.
If you check your email, you know what? It should start popping up on WorldStar eventually.
You know what? It might have been on there, and I didn't look actually at it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because it's so early.
Like back in the day, maybe a week, couple weeks ago or something, maybe that might have been on there. Because it sounds familiar, but I don't know if I actually had clicked on it. So,
you probably just like it.
You'd have sent me that.
No, because I don't know how to take it off the phone and send it all the time.
Come on, Mr. Computer. Come on, technology kid. I know you can do that. That's easy, man. All you got to do is hold it down and send it. You can send it via text, bro. Come on now.
Okay.
You got the Galaxy going on. I know you got a pretty sweet phone. It's easy for you to do that. Come on now.
Well, you knew more than I did. See, now we just have to hold it.
Come on. Don't try to blame me, man. You know you're a
thug. No, I'm serious.
Come on now.
I wish I was. It looked like it. But that's just a bad finger. But I'll say this. I think Pacquiao now has more power than Mosley when he hit Mayweather.
Okay.
And that day Mosley hit him, I think Pacquiao right now has more power than that. And not only that, but he's faster, which means I think if he got that same hit, he would get more punches in. Mosley, like, he tried, even though Mayweather was good about grabbing his arm. But if that same situation happened, I think he'd be more troubled. It'd be like, because Pacquiao throws a lot of punches, like when everybody Mayweather's fought, like Ortiz, who do you fight, Rodon and Cotto, but he has a little more power than some of them. So I think he might be able to get him a couple times. I think this is going to be a fight worth watching. Like, because, you know, Mayweather's fights, I mean, as much as we want to watch them, it ain't nothing you want to go back and watch. I don't never want to rewatch a Mayweather fight. You know, you might want to rewatch a round, but I've never wanted to say, man, I can't wait till they put this on ESPN Classic. I can watch some old Pacquiao fights. He's been in some wars. But this fight, I believe, will be his fight that will be definitely like, okay, I don't mind if the fight's $120. It's well worth it. I was just worried about his undercards.
That's funny.
So I'm thinking this. Like, I was going to say Mayweather by decision, and I don't even want to jinx it, but I think there could be a possible another outcome.
All right, cool. Well, we gonna see, man. Let's not get too crazy with this thing, man. Let's just go on and see what this thing looks like, big dog. I mean, we know. Look, the bottom line is though, we both got the same outcome at the end of the day, right? That with the outcome will be the same. It'll be, you know, one money made holding up, you know, his arm in the air at the end of the day. We know that, right? Oh, wow, this dude done flip-flop, y'all. Hey, It's April Fool's. It must be. This dude done flip-flop. Put it down. Anybody might be listening. Big C done flip-flop.
No. You say, if you would have said
on April Fool's, y'all, is he sitting there hesitant to pick Mayweather. This dude was supposed to be a legit Mayweather fan, Mayweather aficionado. This dude here has officially flip-flopped. Got timid when I asked the man whose arm was going to be in the air at the end of the fight. So it's official.
No, because, see, you asked me a different question.
That Pacquiao outside. You over there now, man. You over there with them. You ain't over here with us. You're over there with them now.
You asked me a different question.
No,
this is what you said.
Question was simple.
Yes, you did.
Question was simple. Question was simple. Whose arm was going to be in the air at the end of the fight? Signifying
that question is not the same. That's different. I'll explain why that question is different. No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. Right. Let me explain why that question is different. Because you asked the young. All right, your second question is whose arm will be raised? I would have said Mayweather. But your first question was, or statement was, we know who's going to win. Now, that's the part I can't say.
I said we know who we're with. Not who's going to win. We know who we're with. Meaning me and you.
Oh, I thought you said who's me. I'm sorry. I thought you said.
I said who we're with is what I said.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. We were Mayweather.
Team
Mayweather.
We on the same page on that. Yeah. Oh, I said, hold on.
Yeah,
yeah. I got to call this dude. Pull this dude's card right now. Big C over here chilling. Wow.
Man, you know, I kick it with 50 on weekends, so.
I guess so.
He's
hey,
like,
come on, man. 50's back on board, man. He knows what it is. You see, he's putting up whatever, 1.6. 50 knows what it is, and he's back on.
He's
Mayweather now. It's getting close. You know how 50, man. 50's bipolar, man. That's just how it works with him.
50 all about causing trouble to get his money, so he going to flip-flop just
already.
To.
He ain't got to cause no trouble. Definitely. He getting his money.
yeah. From starting stuff. Yeah. So, are you? What are your plans for that fight? What do you got going?
That's the deal. What you mean? We watching it. I'm probably trying to put
the fans on the show. Don't know. The fans listening don't know what you're doing.
Oh, well, no, that's what I'm saying. We're watching the show. You know, we're gonna watch the fight and do a big pre-fight, you know what I'm saying, get-together type thing. You know, small circle, but good folks around, I'm sure. And plenty of food. We'll have the queue rolling. Plenty of good drinks and stuff rolling around. And, you know, we're going to put it together. We don't have all the
facilities
going. We even have taking bets for anybody who want to take back. Yeah, you can get your cash game up and try to throw on a bet for that fight. We got that going on too. It'll probably be some dominoes getting slapped around, people getting their money took on that. You know, it just depends. You know, it really just depends. But I know one thing: it'll be some good food, some good drinks. And hopefully a good show.
Well, that's what's up. Let's take a quick call. 408, we're talking about the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. What you got on it? Uh-oh, 841.
841, what'd it do?
All right, I'll put you back on hold. Maybe that person's listening. But, yeah, so let's transition into a little bit of basketball. So if you've been following, I already wrote down to the fans that we've been slacking on sports. I mean, you may say different, but, you know, our conversations don't even have sports half the time when we talk.
It's a slow sports season. You know what I'm saying? It's slow right now. Or it has been. Right now, but it had been in the last couple of weeks, outside of the tournament. So,
yeah. So who do you think should be NBA MVP? Steph Curry, LeBron, James Harden, or Russell Westbrook?
Man, I'll tell you this. This may be, in my mind, one of the hardest years to pick that I can remember. I think that there's three guys who are. I mean, I know you might have named off four or five, but I think that there's definitely three guys who are deserving of the award. And, I mean, you just asked my personal
opinion. Yeah.
I want to say this, though, about the MVP award. Okay, I want to go ahead and preface my statement with this first, is that I think the MVP award has been and can be very bogus at times in certain years. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to bring up one example. Okay. I mean, this just sound like the Laker homer, but the reality of it is this. Kobe Bryant has one MVP. A guy like Steve Nash has
yeah.
two. So the MVP award is a little watered down and has been in past years. I think every year that LeBron got the MVP, he deserved it. I think that every year that Michael Jordan got the MVP, he deserved it. Magic Johnson deserved it. Okay? Now,
yeah.
With that being said, these guys that you mentioned, my reasoning for wanting to take Russell Westbrook is because I feel like he's doing the most with the league.
Yeah.
Guys mm-hmm. are falling by the wayside left and right. You know, he's down as Robin or I guess his Batman to his Robin, whoever wherever you want to put those two guys, but either way you want to look at it, he's down as his partner in crime. And I think what he's doing, what he's shown he can do, knowing every night that they're fighting for that last spot and knowing that he's the primary target, they're triple teaming him. He's doing anything he has to do, whether it's facilitating, whether it's going out there and putting up 38, whatever he's got to do, triple-double here anyway. He's got, I don't know how many triple-doubles he's got, but he's got a bunch. He's doing it, right? So
right.
You would say, well, he's got the least amount of help. But then at the same token, if we're going off of how we've done it in the past, say they don't make the playoffs. I don't know where we're at with it, so forgive me for that. I don't know exactly if they're already in or they've made it or what. But if they don't make it in, it's supposed to be a regular season award, but we all know that that's not necessarily the case, right?
Right.
So that could be a problem for him. So I would probably put him at number one.
Okay.
I'm gonna probably put him at number one, and then just for two and three, I'm just going to throw Steph Curry is probably a 1A, and then I'll probably put Harden at the two or three spot, however you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
now,
where I'm at.
Now, why not LeBron?
A couple of reasons for why not LeBron. He plays in the East. There's always
I don't care. Here.
For the last 10 years, you asked me, right? you just say, I don't
care. Yeah, I asked you.
Yeah,
I did. I did, but I'm listening.
Yeah, but it's my
opinion. I know you don't.
Yeah,
okay.
I
know
why.
You did.
I
didn't need you to.
Question. Okay.
Okay.
He plays in the East, an absolute weak conference, has been that for the last 10 years. We know that. Completely inferior conference. That would be number one. Number two, he's got way better of a healthy cast in that weak conference that he plays in. Is he the best player in the league? Obviously. He's the best player on the planet? Guaranteed. Is he the most valuable player? No, not this year.
All right, now how can you be the best or one of the best but not be most valuable? And I'm not questioning you. I'm just really asking that question.
It's not valuable to the fans, it's valuable to your team. His team's going
right.
to make the playoffs in the East without him. Fact.
Understandable. Okay, okay.
So
you know what? Well, no, because...
That's it for me. That's all I'm saying. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking... They may make the playoffs, but would they be good or as good without him?
Well, that doesn't matter because you couldn't say Oklahoma City would not make the playoffs. Obviously, we know that. They barely would make it with everything that he's doing, balling out of control. Houston would not make the playoffs without James Harden. Not in the West.
But they would make it in the East, right?
They play in the West. I mean,
but they were making it to the East.
I can't do the hypotheticals. I'm looking just at the facts. That's all.
Well, it is a hypothetical to say they wouldn't make it without.
We can't. But what are we talking about? We're talking about apples and oranges here. What are we talking about? We just said what the East was for the last 10 years. So how can we? We're just going to slap a Western Conference winner and put them in the East? I mean, no.
Well, it's funny because you said you don't.
But that's not saying anything.
Well, you did say you don't like hypotheticals, but you kind of did just throw in two quick ones at me. You said Houston wouldn't make it without Harden. Fact. Now, the percentages of what you said is correct is high, but is that a fact or a hypothetical?
Is it a fact or a hypothetical?
Yeah, because we don't know, right?
We don't know if the sun's going to come. Okay. We don't know for sure the sun's going to come up tomorrow either, or we'll be living, do we? I guess that's a hypothetical.
Yeah, okay. It is.
Yeah, okay. So I guess you made
So you do like hypothetical. I mean, if that's
like
what
I
your
said,
goal
you
was,
your,
but I'm just
like
saying.
Like I said, you made your point, and I made mine also. So.
Well, no, because I was trying to figure out how come I can't say what I said about LeBron, but you can just start. Then why are you questioning it?
Questioning what?
Then you forgot what I was talking about, did you?
No. What
so here, here's, all right, well, here, how about this? My MVP.
I was talking about jumping one Western Conference team to a whole other conference. That's what I was talking about, hypotheticals. That was why I referenced hypotheticals. That was the only part where that came in. Was trying to just say, oh well, a Western Conference team would without their superstar, they're going to make it in the East, guaranteed. I mean, I couldn't say that. One thing I'd be more certain to bet on would be like what I said. If OKC doesn't have Westbrook, they're not making the playoffs. And then the same about Harden.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with both, which is why going on my MVP, I don't know how good Cleveland would be without LeBron. One thing I do when I look at MVPs, I'm saying, well, if you take that person out, how good would the team still be? And like you said, with OKC, with Houston, and Cleveland, I don't think those three teams would survive without their players they got that we're mentioning for MVP. I do think the Warriors would be good. I mean, Curry does make a huge difference, but it's one of those things where another thing I do actually what I was about to say is I take that player and say, well, can he do this on the other team? Could Steph Curry do what Westbrook doing on OKC, and I don't think he could. As good as he is,
I disagree.
Well, okay, well, I don't think if Curry was Westbrook or if Westbrook played, I think New Orleans would be taking that spot. That's just my opinion. I think he could do it with Houston, and the only reason I say that is because Harden don't play no defense. And Steph Curry at least adds a little more. So I think he would make that. I don't think you can put him on Cleveland and guarantee them Eastern NBA Finals or Eastern Finals because it'd be, I don't know. I think Toronto and Atlanta might give a team a run. I know people don't believe they will, but.
Yeah, and again, I can't. That's what I mean. Like, I can't go there either. I can't go putting guys on other teams to, like, come up with my decision on who's MVP, whether they would be able to do the same thing on other teams. All I can go off of is what they do for the team that they're on, what they would do if they weren't playing on that team, that same team, they weren't playing at the time, and then just the same, how good of a player that they are, regardless. Again, I mean, against the rest of the competition in the league. I mean, I think some would argue, possibly if you looked at the numbers, and no, I don't have them in front of me, that Steph Curry's probably having a better year than LeBron's having this year. He might be the best player this year.
He might be. I mean, it's a lot of ways to look at it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And that's why I preface, when you first ask the question, you can rewind the tape on that. That's why I preface that with what I said. I think that the MVP is kind of a bogus award anymore for the reasons I stated before. Because, like I said, there's no reason that Kobe shouldn't have 3, 4, or 5 of those. So, with that being said, I mean, I just made it bogus for me. It just doesn't make any sense. So that's why I think it's kind of a, I don't know if it's necessarily a popularity thing, but it kind of is at some point too, because you also need to be one of the more popular players in the league also. And I think that could hurt Westbrook also, because of some people, obviously, what's perceived his disposition with the media. I mean, that's obviously
out there. Yeah, I was about to say.
His and Durant, that's going to knock him. We know how society works. That's a fact. Just his flat-out mannerisms are gonna be a negative for him also. It's going to make it harder for him to win. You know, so,
right.
So I think that now if you go flip side, I think you look at a Steph Curry, he's an easy guy to put there. You know,
look, yeah.
Talks, all of that. So I think that has something to do with it also. You know, that's why I say
it's
hard, man. And who else did you say? We're missing somebody, because I felt like you named off 4 or 5 people to start, and I only came up with 3. I left LeBron out, but you said somebody else. I know we're missing somebody.
No, that was it.
What's his name? Missing somebody? Because you said I know there's somebody else out there that we're forgetting.
Well, I said 4, but Anthony Davis was in the mix briefly.
Man, Anthony Davis is the truth, bro. Why he ain't a Laker, bitch? Anthony Davis is the real man. He might end up a Laker. He should. Shoot, bring that big dog.
Look, we might mess around when Kobe leaves. I think that's going to open the doors for a lot of people. Or maybe when Jim Buss leaves, or what's his name?
We need to stop beating the 76ers, man. We're ruining any chances that we have trying to get somebody else great on our team. Damn shame.
No, you know what? I don't like tanking. I know I think we've talked about it before, maybe not.
We're not purposefully tanking. We're not tanking. This is what we are. We're not tanking. So.
Oh, I know, but you said don't beat the Sixers. I'm like, take them.
Well, the bottom line is this, man. The bottom line is this: is it's business. And a strategy. So you can call it you can call it tanking if you want. But if you're already in the cellar and you just need to be a little further down in the cellar to get what you need, then that's what you need to do. So it's not a pride issue. So
it's whatever it is. But I just don't like losses. They just kill me. Each one.
Nobody likes to lose, but sometimes you got to lose to win. That's just how it goes, especially in the NBA.
You know what? I don't even agree with that anymore, because we get more and more draft busts. You know what I mean? In the NBA.
Like Andrew Wiggins?
No. Honestly, he was bust. Do you think he was a bust?
No, I was just.
And the draft bus doesn't have to be a number one, by the way. It can be a top 5.
Number one. Yeah, it could be a top
5. Yeah. I mean, can you name the last 5 number ones?
No, it wouldn't matter.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't name the last number ones. I wouldn't be able to do that anyway. I mean, like I said, Wiggins. That was the only guy I could name. And then I know the guy, whatever, the dude out of Duke this year, would probably go number one. And that's just because he's recent in my mind. But I don't follow a college game like that. And when there's a superstar like Wiggins, then, yeah, sure. Then, yeah, I could do that. But, you know, a couple guys, you know, come to mind, Derrick Rose, those type of cats, when they were in college, and even KD. But other than that, man, the draft kind of – I mean, that's a longer conversation, but – you know, college basketball could be a lot better if some things were changed, and it would probably, you know, be better for the NBA too. But yeah, when you say the last 5 number one, I know the kid that Cleveland got, I know he was a bust, a heavier set kid. But then again, think of it like this, E. You just said the last 5. How do you know, where we're at, how do we know that these guys are bust even? These people call people a bust after one bad year. Dude was a bust. So how do you really know?
Well, first of all,
they give them enough time to be a bust. A lot of these guys.
Well, okay. Well, how much time do you think a draft bust needs, or a player needs? Like,
well, at least a couple years, man. That would be my at least a couple seasons. I mean, hell, you know, a couple.
Okay,
seasons.
So like
if
maybe
somebody's a bust. That it gets thrown around. That's a nice little, you know, buzzword, a bust. I mean, people are quick to use bust. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just think that there's not that many athletes who are legitimate busts. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
When you really think about it. Jamarcus Russell, bust. Ryan Leaf, bust. Now,
Kwame Brown, bust.
Is Greg Oden a bust?
Now, me being an athlete and having the body problems that I had, I say no because he was just, unfortunately, he had just a nagging injury that, you know,
and
only
you're exactly
people.
Right. And you're exactly right. Exactly right. People are just injured.
You know,
people have degenerative knee issues. Brandon Roy, is he a bust? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like that word does get thrown around a little too much. I mean, people calling Johnny Manziel a bust. I mean, really? You seen the dude play 3 games. So we gonna wipe away all that stuff he did in college or whoever it may be, and they're going to call somebody a bust. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like that's a little bit crazy to me these days, people calling people a bust. And we don't even necessarily know yet. So.
Well, one of your fans said he is a bust, and I'll give him a chance to write back why he called him a bust.
Who is that?
I don't know. It's just somebody.
I mean, who is he saying? Who is a bust?
Oh, I think he hasn't said who. He's listening, but maybe he'll tell us who he says is a bust. I think he was replying to Johnny Manziel, but he think he is all that. Okay, he said Johnny Manziel is a bust because he think he is all that. And the money finger sign. He don't like the showboat.
Oh, he don't like
that's
it.
What it's
yeah, saying. Yeah. Is that one of our is that one of our 80-year-old or 78-year-old listeners or what?
No,
one of
the I don't know who this
one
is.
Okay.
No, he's just a fan. He's
like the money sign.
What?
Okay.
Well, I don't.
A lot of hate. A lot of hate going.
Well, here's my thing on bust and NBA, because I won't go football. You can go football, but
okay. Yeah.
In NBA, if you come out, and it's rare. I mean, and like I said, we use the top five, not just the number one. But if you come out and in college you was averaging like 20, 14, and, you know, 2 blocks and 6 assists or 5 assists, and then in the NBA
college?
For 2 or 3 seasons, yeah, in college. But if you go to the NBA, because that's good in college, but if you go to the NBA and you barely hitting 6 points in 14, 15 minutes, that's a bust.
Wow.
I mean, what?
Yeah, man, that makes no sense at all because those games are worlds apart and it doesn't translate. What you do in college.
Well,
what you're going to do in the NBA. It only works for superstars.
Well, here's the thing.
It's the media that
puts these people in the top five, right? They're the ones that say, hey, this dude is...
The media?
What?
No, their skills puts them in the top five. The media doesn't
dictate who's
in the top five. Their skills got them there, and their ranking is what it is. Sure, yeah, the media will say, you know, have their input, but I'm just saying, like, it's not just it can't be all fluff. You can't be...
Well, here's the thing.
That doesn't work.
Well, the media's not. Well, okay, look. The media's not going to put.
I'll give you an example.
Someone who's
Tim Tebow. That is a bucket right there. It doesn't translate. He could possibly be one of the greatest, easily top 10 college football player. But it doesn't translate. That's what I mean. Like, or even Manziel. Like, I was just saying for him, just because we have such a small sample size about Manziel, but I just mean that even if we had a full season, because you balled out in college doesn't mean you're going to ball out in the NFL. Or, I mean, in the pros. So that's all I mean. It's a different thing. I mean, to try to compare numbers from college and just say, oh, well, that should translate. You should be doing that in the pros, and if you're not hitting those or close to those numbers that you did in college, that you're a bust.
I said 20 points to 7 points. I didn't say 20 to 13. Like, that's not a huge drop off.
I wasn't talking about specific points. I just mean in general, though, regardless of what the point amount is, I don't think that you can say this amount of points or this amount of points for college or pros. Oh, well, you're not close enough. You're a bust. Why am I?
The reason why I threw out my examples, you feel like what?
No, I was just going to say, let me ask you this then. Do you think that regardless of what sport we're talking about, when you're talking about a bust, do you think there has to be some other components to make you, I guess, to be qualified to be someone who is a bust? Like, do you think there's got to be some more to it, or is it just on the field or on the court performance base makes you a bust or not? Or do you think it has other things come in play?
Well, if you're a top five, and that's why I use basketball more, because I'm...
When you're saying top five, you're talking about top five, like a lottery pick, like draft pick? Is that what you're
saying? Lottery pick, yes.
Not like...
A top five lottery draft pick.
Okay.
And then it's like, and the reason why I went from 20 points to 7 points, because now, unless there are statistical categories that can make you good, even if you have a low amount of points and rebounds, because I do like defense, and I think there are things that are underrated. Like, if you're a center, you're not getting a lot of blocks, but no one's shooting around you. That means you're doing something right. Like, if someone drives to the basket and they stop and pull up because they see you there, to me, that's effective. That means you are making it. You're helping your teammate out, right? Because he's like, okay, he don't have to follow you to the basket. He knows you're gonna pull up because his teammate behind him has made this dude not want to drive to the basket. It's a category that's not shown. You can't show that I scared you from shooting the ball, right? You can't. It's not a category for like, well, how many times did he decide not to drive to the basket because Arian was there? That's not a category that's written, which is something I think is effective. Like Will Chamberlain, people didn't want to drive to the basket because he was there. If they did drive, he would average more blocks. And to me, a bust is if you're not effective on offense and your defense, you're not averaging more than 6 rebounds or 3 rebounds, you're not doing anything effective for the team. That's just my opinion in basketball. In football,
football's different completely. So it's not even. I mean, yeah, because if that were the case, well, I guess Troy Aikman would be a bust.
Like football, for instance. Here's an example for football. I was thinking, and you can correct me. If I'm a D lineman coming out of college, and I'm like a top 10. Defensive end, but when I get in the game, I'm always double teamed. Isn't that effective? If you're double teamed, they're not getting a lot of sacks or tackles.
But the expectation is what the expectation is. And I was okay. So the end. Okay, there you go. How about Zadarius Clowney? He a bust? I hear people calling him a bust. Guy's been injured. He was injured before he got there, but it doesn't matter because people throw out the bust. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's again. The era we live in, the era that we're in. And so that's why I was saying, again, I just think that people are a little too quick to use the bust term for these athletes these days. That's all I mean. And you know what? He could end up being a bust. But it's funny because you go recent history, and again, I'm using football. Who's the last guy that they gave however much money to? The Houston Texans. That was supposed to be the man, and he was injured a little bit, and he came out and balled out. Now he's at the
Bills.
He got another. What's his face? DeMario Williams.
Matt Campbell.
No, Williams, I think. Yeah.
They're
calling him a bust. Again, there's other factors. And more anything, I feel like more than anything these days, it's not just about the play on the field or the court. Because there's like a whole monetary variable that's like attached there. So if you got paid, again, doesn't matter if it's basketball or football, you got paid top five money, top ten money. Okay, you can call Michael Crabtree a bust. We argue about that sometimes. You know, that's what I mean. Like so it's. Yeah, I feel like people are quick to do that a lot of the time because of what you got paid. And again, there's that expectation. What should you do?
Right.
You know, is Jay Cutler a bust?
I don't know. I think football, you got more time.
Yes, he's a bust. He's got to be. He's got to be a bust. He got maxed out the last deal, right? Maxed out. I think he made the most money this year as a quarterback.
Right.
And underachieved. And he'd been underachieving because there was all that hype. Again, where did he go? Top whatever. They bring in all these different new coaches, different coordinators, switching everything around for this guy. And again, he doesn't get it done. He's got great receivers. Great tight end.
Right.
Good running back. Doesn't get it done. That's what I mean. So that's the thing. You gotta pause and think about it. If Cutler was a bust, with the other guys, it's like immediate. Oh, yeah, he's a bust. You know what I mean? Like, if you really think about it,
yeah.
Even basketball, there's not a lot of guys I don't think that you could legitimately be like, okay, dude was a bust. Like,
it's tough.
I think all the years we've been watching and all the players that we know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that that's a pretty small percentage of guys. I mean, it's got to be like a 1% type of thing, like a guy who's a bust, you know what I mean? A legitimate bust.
Right. Now,
you brought that up. That's crazy you brought that up because now it got me thinking, like, who else is for real a bust? What about Trent Richardson? Is Trent Richardson a bust?
He's looking like it. But what I want to ask, speaking of running back.
That's messed up, though.
We're speaking of running back. I know. He's falling apart. But you know what? I was going to ask you. You mentioned the Bills. Which running back would you rather have, LeSean McCoy or DeMarco Murray?
Are you kidding me? LeSean McCoy.
Hey, I will be.
All day. Not even close.
Not even close?
I don't think those guys are in the same. I think you're talking about a grade A and a grade B plus. Yeah. Reason being, agility, ability to break tackles. I'm talking about McCoy. Put him anywhere on the field. I feel like he can play any position. I mean, I feel like he's the true definition of an athlete. He just happens to play running back. I feel like he can play receiver just the same. Not to take anything away from DeMarco. He's a quality back. But the good thing is we're going to get to see. We're going to get to see what it is here this year, I think, which is pretty cool. But you watch, DeMarco's still going to ball in that setup that he's in with Chip Kelly. He's still going to ball.
So it's not a major jump off for the Eagles then, right?
No, I don't think so, man. I really don't. And from, like I said, I think that they have other backs too. From what it sounded like, my buddy's an Eagles fan. Yeah, they got, is he just texting me? Yeah, boy, they got Matthews. They got, what's the other cat that was already there?
Sproles.
They keep ranting and raving about, no. Kid from Arizona or Arizona State. Some kid that was already there that was like, this would be maybe his second year in. He wasn't getting no burn, but I guess he's a beast. Somebody that's on their roster that they're always talking about. But that he was like, I guess, behind the scenes. It was one of the reasons why they weren't tripping on getting rid of McCoy, because I guess this kid is legit. I think
Chris
Polk? Arizona. I don't know.
Chris
I
Pope?
I don't know his name, man. I don't know his name. But apparently
he's from Washington now.
He's up and he's up and coming. I want to say from either Arizona or Arizona State.
Oh, okay.
He may be like I think it would be his second year. I think he was sitting in the background there. He's already on the roster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they seem to be pretty stacked to me.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be good. Now we coming up short on time, so let's do some quick questions.
All right.
Who do you have winning the Final Four? Is Duke versus Michigan State and Kentucky versus Wisconsin?
I got Duke beating Michigan State, and I got Kentucky beating Wisconsin. I will say this though, if anybody's got a chance of getting beat, I gotta reframe this just real quick. I'll say Wisconsin's got the best chance it wouldn't be that much of an upset, but upsetting. If Wisconsin beats Kentucky, it's over. We know that. I feel like that anyway. Wisconsin's going to be hungry. That's going to be Kentucky's toughest game, bar none. They're going to give them everything.
Oh, they won a rematch from their championship last year.
Wisconsin poses, I feel like, the biggest threat to Kentucky because they're long and they can shoot it and they can play both facets of the game, inside, outside, defense. It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough.
That's why I got Duke winning it all because I know they can match up inside. Now my thing my thing with Kentucky, the reason why I think they'll beat Wisconsin this time is because we see what they can do when you challenge Kentucky. Like, I'm not saying Wisconsin can't match them pound for pound, but I just had that feeling like Kentucky knows Wisconsin won a payback from last championship, and it's in the locker room now, and I think Kentucky will be their top game with them. And when they do that, they are a force to be reckoned with. I mean, they come and they just are relentless, and they just got bodies after bodies to throw at you.
Yeah.
And I don't think Wisconsin's been that deep. But so, I got Kentucky and Duke, and I got Duke with it all. Real quick, Blake Griffin says that the Clippers' lack of home court advantage are the reason they lose some games. Yes or no?
Whoa. Yes.
He don't believe their fans are strong enough. Does that affect him?
Sure. I think
okay.
But think about it. It's realistic. I know it's a real quick question. I'll just say this. If you're in L.A. and you're not a Lakers fan, you're a Clippers fan, you just started out, you're just now figuring out in these last few years what it is to actually win consistently and really how to be a true fan of a winning team. And you still have no clue what it means to be a fan of a championship team. And that's that.
Right. And still lose it. All right. How far will Thunder go without Durant if they make the playoffs?
Are they matched up with who would they?
Right now, if they went in, they'd be up against what's that team? Golden State Warriors.
They're out in the first round.
All right, last question.
If they have Durant and Ibaka, they win that.
Ooh, that's pretty strong.
You heard it here first.
All right, last question.
Teams. As much as I love to see the Warriors play, and I think they're a great team, jump shooting teams, they don't win in the playoffs. It's a half court game. Not happening.
Nah, they got a good fast break. But all right, last question. Who should
at the end of their season?
All right, who should Urban Meyer select as Ohio State quarterback next season? Braxton Miller, Cardale Jones, or JT Barrett?
Oh, Cardale Jones, no question.
No question.
No question. The man just won you. He just put you in the elite category as a coach. Elite. top notch. Just won you a championship, and he even did more than that. We've seen what the man did. 3-0 in the most important games that a college athlete's going to play, and he killed it in all of them. So, plus he's just a grown ass man out there. So yeah, Cardale.
All right, cool. Well, that's the show for the week. But we will definitely try to be back next week after the NCAA championship. All right.
Just my pick is Kentucky. Don't forget that, y'all. Duke ain't winning.
Kentucky.